and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name is Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of The Tunnel to Summer, The Exit of Goodbyes. Brand new film just out in theaters, checked it out and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is an anime from Japan, and it's based on a manga, I believe, by the same name, and it tells the story of these two teenagers, a young boy who comes from a broken home, parents are divorced, had a sister who tragically dies in childhood, and basically is just alone for the most part. And he meets a young girl and befriends her. She transfers in from Tokyo to the small town in Japan. And she is a manga artist, or an aspiring manga artist, who basically is disowned by her parents because she wants to pursue this dream of being a manga artist that she was encouraged by her grandfather. And these two meet, and they come across this tunnel, the Urashimi, something like that, tunnel. And it's a magical tunnel of sorts that grants a person a wish, allegedly. But there's a catch to it. And the catch is you sacrifice time in there. As in, for every second in there, days, weeks, months, years go by. And so these two investigate the tunnel and have to decide, is the sacrifice worth it? And that's the premise of the film. I had not heard of this film until about a month before its release. I happened to see a trailer in front of Blue Giant, which you can hear my review of that in the archives. And watching the trailer for this film, in front of that film, I was intrigued because I was like, I had not heard of this, and it was, you know, coming out so soon. So did a little research on it and thought, hey, that's an interesting concept. I do love animes, as you know, and so I thought I would check it out. Walking out of the theater, I thought it was okay. I've had a pretty good track record of recent memory of anime films. You know, banger after banger, loved all of them. I think with this one, I liked it. I didn't love it. I feel like it's a decent film. It's a film that I was entertained by. I thought that the animation was really good. I thought, I saw the English dub voice cast. I thought that was solid. And the story, I thought, for the most part, was pretty good. I thought that it was an interesting concept. It is very much an anime-type story and vibe and feel to it. And I would say, like, three-fourths of the film I really enjoyed. I think there was probably one-fourth of it, which was towards the end of the film, that I felt like it took a left turn of sorts. And where it ended up, I didn't expect it to end up like that. And I didn't necessarily thought that it stuck the landing for me. But I did think that for the story that it told overall, I thought it was good. It was one of those things where I thought maybe it could have been done a little bit differently. Because there are some things and questions that pop up, which I will not spoil. I would recommend you watching the film for yourself so that you can have your own takeaways from it. But I thought the last third of the film felt a little disjointed from the two thirds that were prior, because it all set up in one direction and then, like I said, it made that hard left. And while it did get to the end of it, did come back around, it did, for me, leave things a little questiony and a little nitpicky with things. But, you know, even with all of that, it's a very solid film. It is a film that I think that I would rewatch again. And I would say, you know, it's a decent film. It is a film, though, that I would say if I'm recommending anime for this year, it would probably be down on my list. I would definitely recommend Suzumi or Blue Giant or Sword Art Online Progressive. There are several other ones that I would put higher than this one. But it's in no slight to this film. I feel like this film, you know, on its own merit is decent. It just happens to come out in a year where there are so many great anime that released. And so I would say, if you get a chance to see it, I think if you like interesting stories, if you like anime, I think that, you know, you should at least, you know, take a flyer on it. You know, you may have the same experience I had. You may have a different experience with it. But I think if you're an anime fan, I think you definitely should take a flyer on it. If you're a non-anime fan, I think that you might be more confused, I think, by the ending than if you're an anime fan. So you might be a little more sour on it. But if you like interesting films, regardless of the genre, I think you should give it a shot. And you might find you like it. And, you know, that's always a chance when you take a flyer on a film. You might like it or it might not hit with you. But for me, The Tunnel to Summer, The Exit of Goodbyes was a decent, it was a single. If you're looking for baseball terms, it was a single. It didn't strike out. I feel like that there could have been a little more to it, but for the most part, it was a decent film. And it's only about an hour and a half, so not a huge time investment. So if you want to take a flyer on a film, The Tunnel to Summer, The Exit of Goodbyes, which, yes, it is a long title, but some animes have long titles. So that's my thoughts on the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @ScreenNerdsPod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcast, you can find us there. And if you would, hit that subscribe button, hit the review, and leave a 5-star review, hopefully, leave a written review, and share the podcast around. Would really appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.